And now this is a dictation for Janet Brecht, B-R-E-C-H-T, March 1951, addresses a letter to Dr. Balawander, B-A-L-A-W-E-N-D-E-R, 8329307. Dear Dr. Balawander, follow up for Mrs. Becker. Advanced with a fellow progressive, last visit in January, comes accompanied with husband. Since the last visit few weeks ago, I received a call from Pathology University of Michigan. The electromicroscopy shows more information and probably explaining what's going on. Findings for fibrillary, F-I-B-R-I-L-L-A-R-Y, glomerulonephritis. She's having some problems of itching, way down from 183 to 175, three small meals, denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, no changes in urination, no cloudiness of blood, some degree of edema, a stable dyspnea, mostly on activity, not at rest, no gross orthopnea PND, follows with Dr. Yadan, Y-A-D-A-N, lung specialist. Prior left-sided thoracocentesis, minor discomfort on the right chest, pleuritic type, other review system is negative, blood pressure at home in the 120s, 140s, over 50s and 60s, weight at home in the 174 to 177. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight Lasix, Rembella, Norvasc, Hydralazine, off ACE inhibitors or ARBs, Metoprolol, cholesterol treatment, antidepressants, anticoagulation Eliquis, insulin treatment. Next paragraph, on physical exam, blood pressure 138/44. Few crackles on the bases, nothing to suggest pleural effusion, no wheezing, no pericardial rap, no abdominal ascites tenderness, minor edema, no neurological deficit, no asterixis. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry, creatinine progressively rising, presently 4 GFR 11 stage 5, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal nutrition calcium, elevated phosphorus 6.6, anemia 10.8, improvement after, anemia 10.8, with a normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 5, next number, fibrillary glomerulonephritis by biopsy, next number, anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10, next number, mineral bone abnormalities from renal failure, high phosphorus, continued diet, increase Rembella to 2 on the largest meal, otherwise 1 on the smaller ones. Next number, needs to prepare for dialysis. I've been asking her for a good period of time for AV fistula. Finally, she's agreeable to do. Send to vascular surgeon Dr. Constantino, not interested on home peritoneal dialysis. Next number, renal transplant evaluation. She wants to proceed, University of Michigan, make a referral. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. She's concerned about the right-sided pleuritic discomfort. We will do a chest X-ray to see if there is any significant free fluid pleural space. I doubt it. We'll see what the X-ray shows. We will decide for thoracocentesis as needed. We start dialysis based on symptoms. She still has a little bit longer that she can go alone. Plan to see her back on the next 4 to 6 weeks. End of dictation.